I am the ascended master Astraea, Elohim with purity on the fourth ray. I come to congratulate you with the fact that you have earned a special dispensation from me. The invocations and the decrees that you have given here in Korea before the last conference, during the last conference, between these two conferences, and at this conference, have reached a critical mass where I have decided to multiply the light that you have invoked by a factor of 10. I have decided to release this light in one concentrated burst of energy that can then accomplish a purification of the Korean Peninsula that would not be possible when the light is released in increments. Thus, I invite those of you who are willing to be the open doors for this release of light to spread throughout Korea in the physical octave. I therefore ask you to visualize that I am standing high above the earth as a human-like figure, but radiating a very bright white light. I have in front of me a ring that is covered in flames of brilliant white and brilliant sapphire blue. I have a sword that also is covered in flames of white and sapphire blue. The ring is situated horizontally, and I now place the sword on the ring, so they lock together almost like a wheel. I now, with my hand, grip the sword and I use it to spin the circle and sword in a very quick, radiating circular motion. It spins so quickly that it quickly becomes too fast for the human eye to see it. And thus you see it just as a radiation of white and blue. Then I direct this circle and sword of Astraea to descend vertically towards the physical octave. It creates a shaft of light as it descends. And then as it reaches the physical octave, it instantly splits into millions of copies of itself, and they radiate in all directions out from this point, covering the entire Korean Peninsula. It is not that this action is meant to accomplish one particular task. It is actually meant to reinforce everything that we have given during these two conferences, and to purify the collective consciousness, to purify not only the physical octave, but also the emotional, mental, and identity octaves of these two nations of Korea and all of the people who live here. But even beyond Korea, to the other nations that are involved with this situation, primarily China, the United States, and Japan. And so this is a very powerful action that will create a domino effect that will gradually break through these barriers of impurity that are preventing the spread of the light and the spread of a new awareness that there is a new way to look at the situation of the divided Korea. Having now completed this action, my beloved, I wish to give you another dispensation, namely that I, Astraea, will sponsor a new invocation that can help you purify any nation, and that you, of course, here in Korea, can use to purify your nation. I will direct the messenger to make this invocation in a universal way that can be used by any nation. And I will therefore vow that when two or three people come together to give this invocation for their nation, I will multiply the light they invoke by a factor that I will determine as I see the dedication of the people and the needs of the nation. And so this will be a significant opportunity for all those who are willing to make that effort to purify their nation. I also wish to congratulate you who are the students of Korea. All of you who have given our invocations and decrees, studied our teachings, whether you were able to come to a conference or not, I wish to congratulate you for having brought us to the point where we have now had these two conferences, the Alpha and the Omega Thrust in Korea. You have, at this particular conference, just as you did at the last conference, exceeded our goal. As we have said, we always have a lowest potential and a highest potential, and at this conference, you have gone beyond even the highest potential we envisioned. For this, I wish you to feel our gratitude and our recognition that you have been willing not just to make the physical effort, but also to make the effort to shift your consciousness along with the dictations we have released. My beloved, there is a very simple dynamic that is taking place when we are having a conference and we are giving dictations in front of an audience of a certain size. We are always releasing a certain amount of light, but the question really is, can those who are experiencing that release of light, can they send it out through their chakras so it goes into the mass consciousness? And the factor that determines how effective you are at sending out the light is how much you are willing to take in the ideas we release during a dictation and shift your consciousness based on those ideas. We have sometimes seen students who sit there and listen to our ideas, but they resist the shift in consciousness that we are seeking to bring about. And that, of course, diminishes the effect, because then your chakras cannot serve as loudspeakers or broadcasting stations for the impulse coming from us. And this will then limit the effect on the collective consciousness of our release of light. But at this conference, you have had a more homogeneous group, as you have been aware yourselves, and therefore you have been much more willing to come into oneness by all of you shifting your consciousness individually. Or at least many of you have been willing to do this, so that when you have been listening to a dictation, you have taken in more than just the words, more than just an intellectual understanding, but you have actually shifted your four lower bodies to align yourself with not only the words of the master who is dictating, but the vibration, the presence of the master. And it is this alignment with the master that opens your chakras so that we can release light through them into the collective. And so, my beloved, we consider this conference to be a complete success, and we congratulate you upon having been willing to come to this point where we above and you below can have that figure eight flow that is the most powerful impetus for change yet seen on this planet. There is, as we have said, always the law of free will. We of the Ascended Masters have the power to instantly consume all impurities on this planet. I am an Elohim, my beloved. As a human being, it is simply impossible to fathom the creative power of an Elohim. I could, at this very moment, release so much light that it would consume all of the perversions of the fourth ray on this planet. And if the other six Elohim did the same, it would consume all of the perversions of all of the seven rays and instantly transform the planet. But what would humanity learn from this? Absolutely nothing for most people. That is why our goal, my goal as the Elohim of the fourth ray, is not simply to purify the planet and raise up the planet. My goal, as is the goal of all Elohim and all Ascended Masters, is to assist embodied human beings in raising their consciousness so that you become more conscious of your situation on Earth, your potential to change that situation, your potential to co-create a golden age with Saint Germain, with all Ascended Masters. It is our goal to help as many people as possible reach the level where you are consciously co-creating with us a golden age on Earth. It would serve no purpose if we created the golden age for you, for how would that assist you in becoming more aware of your co-creative abilities? And you becoming aware of your co-creative abilities is the entire purpose for the existence of the Earth and for the entire world of form, especially this unascended sphere. And so we naturally see that purpose, and we are dedicated to promoting that purpose. And therefore, we have not the same vision as many human beings who, when they begin to see a certain problem on Earth, they instantly want that problem to be removed or the condition to be destroyed, including sometimes being willing to destroy other human beings in order to further this cause that they now see as being of epic importance. The only truly important thing is the growth of consciousness of the individual co-creative being. That is the entire purpose for your existence, for our existence, for the existence of this world of form that has been so lovingly and beautifully provided for us by that wonderful being that is the creator of all of us. And so with this, I once again express the gratitude of the Ascended Masters for your coming together that allowed us to come together with you and form that figure eight flow that is an aspect of the river of life, an aspect of the Holy Spirit, and truly is our greatest joy in our service to life.